became aroused during the sleeping state. In the dream, this is represented by the rapid running or sliding down the stairs, and the sadistic thread in this is, on the basis of the pugnacious playing, indicated in the pursuing and overcoming of the child. The libidinous excitement becomes enhanced and urges to sexual action, represented in the dream by the grasping of the child and the conveyance of it to the middle of the stairway. Up to this point, the dream would be one of pure sexual symbolism and obscure for the unpracticed dream interpreter. But this symbolic gratification, which would have ensured undisturbed sleep, was not sufficient for the powerful, libidinous excitement. The excitement leads to an orgasm, and thus the whole stairway symbolism is unmasked as a substitute for coitus. Freud lays stress on the rhythmical character of both actions as one of the reasons for the sexual utilization of the stairway symbolism, and this dream especially seems to corroborate this. For according to the express assertion of the dreamer, the rhythm of a sexual act was the most pronounced feature in the whole dream. Still another remark concerning the two pictures, which, aside from their real significance, also have the value of Weibsbilder, literally woman pictures, but idiomatically women. This is at once shown by the fact that the dream deals with a big and a little picture, just as the dream content presents a big, grown-up, and a little girl. That cheap pictures could also be obtained points to the prostitution complex, just as the dreamer's surname on the little picture and the thought that it was intended for his birthday point to the parent complex, to be born on the stairway, to be conceived in coitus. The indistinct final scene in which the dreamer sees himself on the staircase landing, lying in bed and feeling wet, seems to go back into childhood even beyond the infantile onanism, and manifestly has its prototype in similarly pleasurable scenes of bedwetting. 6. A modified stair dream. To one of my very nervous patients, who was an abstainer, whose fancy was fixed on his mother, and who repeatedly dreamed of climbing stairs accompanied by his mother, I once remarked that moderate masturbation would be less harmful to him than enforced abstinence. This influence provoked the following dream. His piano teacher reproaches him for neglecting his piano playing and for not practicing the étude of Moscheles and Clementi's Gradus ad Parnassum. In relation to this, he remarked that the gradus is only a stairway, and that the piano itself is only a stairway as it has a scale. It is correct to say that there is no series of associations which cannot be adapted to the representation of sexual facts. I conclude with the dream of a chemist, a young man, who has been trying to give up his habit of masturbation by replacing it with intercourse with women. Preliminary statement. On the day before the dream, he had given a student instruction concerning Grignard's reaction, in which magnesium is to be dissolved in absolutely pure ether under the catalytic influence of iodine. 2 days before, there had been an explosion in the course of the same reaction, in which the investigator had burned his hand. Dream 1. He is to make phenyl magnesium bromide. He sees the apparatus with particular clearness, but he has substituted himself for the magnesium. He is now in a curious, swaying attitude. He keeps repeating to himself, "This is the right thing, it is working, my feet are beginning to dissolve and my knees are getting soft." Then he reaches down and feels for his feet, and meanwhile, he does not know how, he takes his legs out of the crucible, and then again he says to himself, "That cannot be." "Yes, it must be so. It has been done correctly." Then he partially awakens and repeats the dream to himself, because he wants to tell it to me. He is distinctly afraid of the analysis of the dream. He is much excited during this semi-sleeping state, and repeats continually, "Phenyl, phenyl." 2. He is in blank ing with his whole family. At 11:30, he is to be at the Schuttenthor for a rendezvous with a certain lady, but he does not wake up until 11:30. He says to himself, "It is too late now. When you get there, it will be 12:30. The next instant he sees the whole family gathered about the table, his mother and the servant girl, with the soup tureen, with particular clearness. Then he says to himself, "Well, if we are eating already, I certainly can't get away." Analysis. He feels sure that even the first dream contains a reference to the lady whom he is to meet at the rendezvous. The dream was dreamed during the night before the expected meeting. The student to whom he gave the instruction is a particularly unpleasant fellow. He had said to the chemist, "That isn't right," because the magnesium was still unaffected, and the latter answered as though he did not care anything about it. "It certainly isn't right." He himself must be this student. He is as indifferent towards his analysis as the student is towards his synthesis. The he in the dream, however, who accomplishes the operation, is myself. How unpleasant he must seem to me with his indifference towards the success achieved. Moreover, he is the material with which the analysis, synthesis, is made, for it is a question of the success of the treatment. The legs in the dream recall an impression of the previous evening. He met a lady at a dancing lesson whom he wished to conquer. He pressed her to him so closely that she once cried out. After he had stopped pressing against her legs, he felt her firm responding pressure against his lower thighs, as far as just above his knees, at the place mentioned in the dream. In this situation, then, the woman is the magnesium in the retort, which is at last working. He is feminine towards me, as he is masculine towards the woman. If it will work with the woman, the treatment will also work. Feeling and becoming aware of himself in the region of his knees refers to masturbation and corresponds to his fatigue of the previous day. The rendezvous had actually been set for 11:30. His wish to oversleep and to remain with his usual sexual objects, that is, with masturbation, corresponds with his resistance. In relation to the repetition of the name phenyle, he gives the following thoughts. All these radicals ending in YL have always been pleasing to him. They are very convenient to use, benzyl, azotyl, etc. That, however, explained nothing. But when I proposed the radical schlemiel, he laughed heartily, and related that during the summer he had read a book by Prévost which contained a chapter, Les Exclus de la Mort, the description in which made him think of the schlemiels, and he added, That is my case. He would have again acted the schlemiel if he had missed the rendezvous.